Paul's example became a lasting influence. Paul's labors at Philippi resulted in a church whose membership steadily increased. His willingness to suffer for Christ exerted a lasting influence on the converts. They gave themselves with wholehearted devotion to the cause of their Redeemer. Such was their steadfastness in the faith that Paul declared, "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all making request with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now." Terrible is the struggle that takes place between the forces of good and evil. "We are not contending against flesh and blood," declares Paul, "but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness," RSV. Till the close of time there will be conflict between the church and those who are under the control of evil angels. The early Christians were often called to meet the powers of darkness face to face. At the present time, when the end of all things earthly is rapidly approaching, Satan is devising many plans to occupy minds and divert attention from the truths essential to salvation. In every city, his agencies are busily organizing those opposed to the law of God. The arch-deceiver is at work to introduce elements of confusion and rebellion. Wickedness is reaching a height never before attained, and yet many ministers of the gospel are crying, "Peace and safety." But clothed with the panoply of heaven, God's faithful messengers are to advance fearlessly and victoriously, never ceasing their warfare until every soul within their reach shall have received the message of truth for this time.